This morning we are at the beginning of a month starting our psalm meditation as we usually do. You may see that we are starting all the way over in Psalm 1. And in the morning exercises with the children, Dan was remarking that it takes a little over 12 years for us to cycle all the way through the Psalms. So the last time that we were at Psalm 1 was a little over 12 years ago. So think back to what your age was then. And some of you weren't even born yet. We're going to begin with Psalm 1 today. Please listen as I read God's Word. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is a good opportunity for me to remind you just our purpose in psalm meditations. I won't be explaining every detail of this psalm, but just picking out a few things to highlight. And it's our purpose, especially in the psalm meditations, to lead you to see how the psalms are particularly tuned to make you think of Jesus Christ. They're particularly tuned for us today to sing and to praise our God. This psalm is very good for that purpose because it sets a theme for the entire Psalter. It gives a contrast between the way of wisdom and the way of fools. And in doing so, it offers blessing to the godly, and it also warns the ungodly that they are on a way of destruction. Let me briefly tell you about that. In verses 1 through 3, you see that way of wisdom and blessing described. In fact, those are the very first words. Blessed is the man. That word blessed could also be translated as happy. Happy is the man. It's connected with the word that's used in the New Testament in the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed, blessed, blessed. And it goes through all of those blessings that the children of God have as they rest in Him. You see, it has in mind the Christian joy that belongs to us because our identity is rooted in Christ. It is not a happiness like the world defines happiness. The world defines happiness that's based on all external measurements. Am I rich? Am I comfortable? Am I satisfied? Well, those measures of happiness will all tend to fall short. The path of genuine happiness or Christian joy comes from following the path that God sets out, the path of wisdom. It's a path that he says steers away from the ungodly. In fact, verse 1 describes it as something of a progression of influence. First, the ungodly will walk in the counsel of the ungodly. It's like they stand around the edges of the crowd to begin with. Then you stand in the path of the sinners, taking more and more in of the values and the arguments of an ungodly world. Then you sit in the seat of the scornful, in other words, fully embracing that thought and that lifestyle of the ungodly. What the psalm says is, blessed or happy is the one who is not influenced that way, who is not taken in by the false values of the world. Instead, he is one who delights in God's Word. In fact, it's a type of delight that is measured by meditating on God's Word day and night. And it bears rich fruit. It says it's like a tree who is planted by the water's side. That type of tree is green and flourishing all through the season. And it bears fruit in the harvest time. We know well here in Oklahoma what a garden looks like if it's not watered well. But instead, here, the godly one is well watered and established. The ungodly, though, are not so. The ungodly, instead of being a fruitful tree, are like the chaff which is blown away. Maybe you've seen videos of the combines in the wheat harvest. We're right in the midst of the wheat harvest here in Oklahoma. So the combines will go out into the wheat field and they cut the wheat. It's taken into the innards of the combine. And inside that really wonderful machine, the wheat is threshed. That means that the kernel of wheat is broken away from the remains of the plant and the hull or the chaff that surrounds it. And as the combines are going through the fields, the kernel is collected and stored inside. And behind the combines, there's this big cloud of dust that blows. That's the chaff that's being poured out the back and blown away by the wind. That's what the path of wickedness is like. It's a path of being blown away. It's specifically, the psalm says, blown away by the judgment of God. The wicked will not stand in God's judgment. In this way, we see that invitation of a path of blessing and a warning against the path of judgment that's set out in front of us. It's not just for this psalm, but it's for the entirety of the Psalter. And I would suggest it's for the entirety of God's Word as well, that this psalm invites you to that path of blessing and warns you from the path of destruction. So, you might be wondering, how can I have this blessing when I know that I'm influenced by the wicked, that I am wicked myself, that I am a sinner? How can I experience this path of blessing? Well, here is where this psalm points you to Jesus. Because Jesus is that perfect man that is described here. He is that man who is full of the knowledge of God, full of obedience to Him. He is the one and the only one who has walked perfectly in that obedience. And He is the one who laid His life down for you. So as you walk that path of godliness, you do so not perfect in obedience, but looking to Jesus, who is perfect. And in Jesus, you follow that path of righteousness, not perfectly, but genuinely. And in Jesus, the judgment that stands against all unrighteousness is taken away. So we can sing this psalm knowing that it is in Jesus that we walk this path of blessing, that we are happy and have true Christian joy because of our identity in Christ. Let's turn to that psalm to sing it together, recognizing that our joy is bound up in Jesus and that we follow Him walking in the path of blessing. We'll stand and sing Psalm 1b. Let's join together to praise God. How blessed the man who